Welcome to Truth Culture Life. I'm your host, Royce Hood, and we are joined by our good friends and co-hosts, Father Michael Orsi from the beautiful New York, New York. No, wait a minute. He's not in New York. I'm just teasing.
I was smart enough to leave.
You left New York. Why would you want to? I mean, I can't imagine why a guy like you would not want to live in New York.
How many hours do we have for this show?
It would take you a few episodes to explain all the reasons. I mean, they do have good food there, though, Father.
Well, yeah, but, you know, man does not live on bread alone.
That's true. Ooh. That's true. Well, Father Orsi, of course, as all of our listeners know, is joining us from the beautiful Naples, Florida. And I will be in Naples, Florida next week. We'll talk about that some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we are joined by Sierra. Sierra Heitkamp out in North Dakota. Sierra, how is the weather? We always ask Sierra how the weather is going. So without question, let's do it.
It's, you know, it's a dang good day. The sun is out. It's not melting. I think it's only about 10 degrees here, but we're counting our blessings. We have another storm next week. I don't know what's going on, but it seems like every time I come on the show, we're just about to have a storm.
Did you say 10 degrees?
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
That I mean, honestly, I'm like, it's. I think it's only 40 right now in Peoria, which is much, much better. But still, I still don't like it.
Oh my gosh, 40 degrees is the best. When I went to Iowa for a year in 2020, it never got below 33 degrees. And I never had a coat on, and everyone thought I was crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, honestly, and I don't know what I'm going to pack. So next week I'm going to Naples. And whenever you're in South Florida, you always bring flip-flops. At least I do. But my feet look like pieces of white paper right now.
Yep.
It's embarrassing.
Well, we will make sure that those tooties of yours get toasted.
I mean, you can bring some. Go ahead.
Are there any updates on the Naples trip?
I mean, oh my goodness.
Oh man, Robin Hood, you tell them. I mean, this is going to be huge.
No, the Naples Summit's going to be amazing. So, you know, we're starting things off with the airboat rides, which is a leadership, like team building deal. So we're, you know, pro-life leaders on airboats. I just feel like that sounds like fun. And we rented one airboat, but now we're going to need two because we've had so many people that want to join that excursion. Then we're going to go out to Ave Maria University.
Is there going to be alligator wrestling?
There, you know, if you came, Father, you're not coming to the airboats. We had a whole thing planned. We were gonna have you bless the Everglades, so it would be holy water, and we were gonna have you wrestle the alligators. But you're not gonna make it on that part of the excursion.
Yeah, because I'm old and I'm tired. My back hurts. Everything hurts.
Oh, that happens. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
You don't know nothing yet.
Well, you know, I do have back pain every now and then.
I heard
chiropractor, though. Go ahead.
I heard that Father O is supposed to be teaching everybody how to wrestle the alligators. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, we've lost many an old lady that way.
Yeah. Old lady rescue. I'm actually going to have two of my boys with me. And I've been telling them, Gabriel is 9 and Augustine 6. And I'm like, guys, you really need to make sure you're listening. Oh, I think we lost Father O, but he'll jump back in. Anyway, all right. So, Sierra, lots of updates. We have people coming from New York. We have people coming from Chicago. People coming from all over the country to this summit. It's gonna be really, really cool. So, for a first year event, with literally, we've only promoted this thing a month out, like only for the last 2 weeks.
There'd be like hordes of people here for this thing. I mean, the radio commercials are going out. It's the commercials are great too.
Go ahead.
Are you guys going to be streaming it on any kind of website, or is there any way for people to listen in?
Yes, great question. We'll try. Yeah, I think
I can put on my flip flops and listen from home. Pretend I'm.
That's
enabled.
A great idea. If anybody's listening to the Naples Pro Life Summit from home, you have to. The uniform is going to be flip flops and something else, and we're gonna have T-shirts too. And, you know, just it's PG. So obviously, yeah. Fantastic. Anyway, we have a couple of really special guests joining us. We have a fellow that I met, I don't know, a year or so ago, Seth, that's going to be coming on here in just a second. And then we have my niece that I want to introduce to everybody, Delaney. So I'm super excited to bring them on in a moment. But before we do, we're going to segue into our Ask Father O segment. And, Sierra, I think you've got the questions. I can ask them if you want, but why don't you go ahead? You got them in front of you.
Oh, for sure.
Why don't we do it, Father? You can pick whichever one you want.
Or both, whatever you want to do.
Do I get a prize for answering these questions if I answer them right?
You get a free airboat ride.
Ah!
Yes. Yes. And an IOU. We're racking up. We're saving the IOUs because father charges us by the minute. Uh-huh. But we can't afford to pay him. So
that's fantastic. Okay. So two questions today. Why in the Catholic faith do we call our priest father? Ooh. And why do we pray to Mary the mother?
Okay. The first one is relatively easy, and it is the fact that the father is the head of the family and who feeds his family. And so the Eucharist is the food that we feed God's people. And so we use the term father. Also, because the priest, in effect, is the pastor of a parish, he's the one that acts as the father in the faith to the people. And the term really came way back from the monks, way back, you know, Anthony of Egypt, you know, Father, speak but a word that we may live. And they would, you know, go and ask the monks questions, recognize their father. The word Abba, father, is from the word, it's abbot, and it means father. That's the answer to that one.
Wow. I mean, honestly, I'm always so impressed how, I mean, you know, like, talking about Egypt and just going back to the origins. It's just awesome. Such a blessing, Father, to have you on here to.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, to give us that historical context. Yeah, I just absolutely love it. So what's the next one, Sierra? So tell the next one again. Ask the next.
Okay. So as Catholics, why do we pray to Mary the mother?
Okay. Mary acts as an intermediary. Mediatrix, we call the mediatrix of all graces. And therefore, the graces really come from our Lord. All grace comes from our Lord. And because Mary is the intercessor, you know, from that wedding feast of Cana, you know, she asked, she just stated to Jesus, you know, they ran out of wine. He got the message, but he answered her prayer, her request. And so actually we're praying through Mary to Jesus. And then she mediates the graces from Jesus to us. Can we go directly to Jesus? Of course we can. But I think a lot of us realize the special place of motherhood and being Mary, the mother of God, designated by the church as Mary, mother of God, way back in the Council of Ephesus. And I think it was, you know, like 425 around there someplace, 431. Mary is recognized as mother of God and the one who takes care of God's family as the mother of the church, Mary, mother of the church. And therefore we go to her and beg the graces that we need. And she provides them to us by going to Jesus.
That's absolutely beautiful. And it's interesting. Yeah, I guess is it the proper way to say that is we don't technically pray to Mary. We're almost praying with Mary in a sense.
With Mary, yeah, we have the term Mary ora pro nobis. Mary, pray for us. And the praying mm-hmm. for goes to Jesus with those prayers.
Right. Because, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I wasn't alive back in 431, whenever Father that was. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was there. I remember. What was-
He was in the front row.
Yeah. Like I said, if any of our listeners can guess, I mean, Father is very young looking. And mm-hmm. he's young at heart. But if anybody can ever guess his age, we will give you a prize.
Yeah, they're going to cheat. They're going to go look this up. I mean, come on.
You're not allowed to look it up. You have to guess. No, that's great. No, this is awesome. We encourage our listeners, listen, if you have a question for Father O, check us out on Facebook. I think it's just at Truth Culture Life Pod, which stands for podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? And you can also, you know, go to the Catholic Spirit Radio website as well and contact us through their website, which is catholicspiritradio.com. All right, let's I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a few minutes left on this first segment. Let's go ahead and we'll bring in both of our guests. We'll bring in Seth first, and then we'll take a little break and we'll have a little bit more of a conversation. We'll bring Delaney here in a moment as well. Seth, how are you doing today? Let's see. You got it.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. I think there's a slight delay, but we can do it. So Seth Schluter, did I get your last name correct?
Close. Schluter. It looks like Schluter, but it sounds like Schluter, and it's a weird name. Germans, you know?
German. I love, you know, Sprechen des Deutsch.
I wish I could speak it, but I can't.
I know one sentence from my visit to Germany years ago when I was a kid, and it's my Regem schön ist kaputt. It's the only thing I know. It's the only thing I remember, and it's terribly random. If anybody here can guess what my Regem schön ist kaputt means, you'll get an applause.
It means I won the game of Kahoot.
that's a good guess.
That means like I'm done. Everything's kaput. I'm done.
Okay. So true story. It was raining. I might have been 10, 11 years old. And I had an umbrella, and my umbrella was terribly broken. And so all the Germans that we were with like this family that we were visiting that are very close to us, and they were like hilariously laughing. They thought it was just so funny that this poor kid was getting drenched. And so I was like, well, how do I say my umbrella is broken? And that's what it means. My Regenschirm ist kaputt. My umbrella is broken. Random lesson.
I was close.
Yeah. Right. So, all right. So Seth, let's see. I mean, I don't even remember exactly how we met. I think I like reached out to you somehow. I heard your music and I was just totally blown away. And I was lucky enough to get you to come to Schaumburg for an event that we had there a year or so ago. And I remember introducing you because you played a couple of songs. And I told people, I was like, listen, this guy is like a shooting star. I honestly, I'm not saying that to blow your head up or anything, because I know you're a very humble guy and you're a faithful guy. And I don't even know if we're going to tap the music in or not for people to hear, but just check him out online. If you go to Damascus Worship on YouTube, and we'll share the link on our website, you can check out some of the music. He worked with Damascus. He also just signed a record deal. And I remember what I told people about you. Seth, we're going to get into it. I mean, you've got the voice of a lion. I really do think that. Such an amazing voice, such an incredible young talent. So tell us a little bit about your ministry, about your music.
Yeah, man. I'll try to keep it brief because I know you guys said you're heading to the next segment. And I could go on and on forever. But I work at a ministry called Damascus. I discovered it as a camper. So they run the largest Catholic summer camp in America. We'll have about 7,000 kids coming this summer. And our whole goal is to lead youth and young adults and families into an encounter with Jesus, where it's not just something that they like learn about in schools, but it's a real person that they have a relationship with. So I was planning on going to Ave Maria. I actually had a full ride to Ave Maria University in Florida, and I was ready to go. I had a roommate picked out. I was like, here we go. This is going to be perfect. And then God told me to lay it all down and become a missionary in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. And so turned down the full ride, turned down my roommate. He ended up marrying my sister, so that's kind of funny. Now he's roommate. One of the Schleters ended up being a roommate with him, which is hilarious. But so I came to this place, and we just serve. It's really just we run retreats throughout the year for schools. We have a men's retreat, women's retreat, young adult retreat. Again, all about bringing people into an encounter with Jesus that transforms their life. Our mission statement is to, our vision statement is to bring revival to the Catholic Church in America. And then our mission statement is to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith through world-class programs and an environment of encounter. So that's what we do. We're located in Ohio. And I got a job. I was a missionary there, ended up becoming the worship director there, and really just kind of starting to see what can worship music look like in the context of the Catholic Church with our rich tradition, but also reaching new people in new ways. And so we just released our second album a month ago, and I got a lot of fun things on the horizon. And in the meantime, I'm also working on my own solo stuff. Like Roy said, I just signed a record deal with Sony's Christian division called Provident. And yeah, man, just trying to build up the kingdom in any way I possibly can. That's the short.
It's such a great thing. I think the greatest thing about that is the fact, so much cool stuff, but I love the fact that your sort of former, not quite roommate ends up marrying your sister. How on earth did that happen?
Yeah, it's funny. I call him my ex. So I'm like, yeah, my sister's marrying my ex, you know, but kind of starts a conversation. But he actually is married. They're married with a child. So we're going to be roommates. And then I had told him I was moving to middle of nowhere, Ohio, literally called Centerburg, Ohio, because it's the geographical center of Ohio. It's like a small population. And we, during that summer, he invited me. He lives in Fort Wayne, and he was asking if I could come and lead a worship night at his house with just like a bunch of friends and people in the area. And so I did. And my sister went to Ave Maria, so she graduated from there. And I go to this event. This kid is calling. He's awesome. I'm like, this guy's legit. So I told my sister, I'm like, hey, man, or woman, hey, sister, you know, I'm like, you got to get involved with this. Like, you got to get this guy involved. You're doing a lot of stuff in ministry at Ave, you know, get this guy involved. He loves the Lord. Super solid dude. And she interpreted that as date him. And so they started dating a couple months later, and then they got married in 2021. And then they have their first baby just turned a year old. So starting to build their Catholic family, you know, started right off the bat, and it's awesome. So they're really sweet.
That is so cool. It's funny how those things happen. I will say a lot of relationships have come out of Ave Maria. I mean, I met my wife through the law school. So it's sort of like that sort of has an Ave Maria connection. Going back to the music, first of all, again, I just encourage our listeners, and we'll share the link so people can check out Damascus, and some of your solo stuff is super awesome as well. So tell me how you did it. You were, last time I met you, I know you were talking to a few different labels. You were going down to Nashville. Yeah. How on earth did you break in? And then I'm super curious to see what's next.
Yeah, man. Again, I'll give you the brief. So I started releasing music on my own. I just felt the Lord was doing stuff and I wanted to start releasing stuff. So did crowdfunding for it because I'm a missionary and I don't really have the money to get songs produced. So started crowdfunding to get some songs out there. And one of them, I released one in 2019 and then I released another one early 2020. It was like February of 2020. And basically what I did is I DM'd it to like 100 different people on Instagram. So I just like artists that I like, people in the industry that I had discovered over the years. I just DM'd it to them. I'm like, hey, here's my song. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We'd love to talk if you're interested. And basically didn't get read by anyone except two people bid on it. One of them was a guy named Phil Wickham who sings a bunch of worship songs that people might know. You know, This Is Amazing Grace, Living Hope, Battle Belongs. And he's like, dude, this is awesome. So we started talking and I ended up opening for him later that year. Just not a crazy story there. But then this guy named John Sell, he worked at the biggest Christian label in Nashville called Capitol. And he's like, dude, this is awesome. Let's start talking. So we had like a Zoom call and he's like, I'm going to bring you into Nashville. And then, you know, COVID happened. So I wasn't able to go into Nashville. And then later, it was later in that year where he's like, dude, nothing's really open down here, but if you find a way to get down here, I will set you up with a bunch of songwrites and do all this stuff. So I came to town, started writing. It was really fun because most of these people outside of really Matt Maher have never experienced Catholics. And so just to be like a Catholic in that industry, and they had so many questions and they're like, you know, what do you guys really, it was funny, my first meeting with Capitol, it's the head of Capitol, so the top dog at the top music industry label Christian in Nashville, and another guy, and we sit at this table at this nice restaurant. First question they ask, they go, so tell me about Mary. Like, what do you think about Mary? I'm like, oh, we're gonna go there. And so I explained Mary to them, and pretty much what you were saying, Father, you know, like, we don't pray like to Mary, you know, she's an intercessor for us, we honor her as like a high, you know, as the mother of God. And they're all like, oh, that makes sense, you know. Like, so it's just cool to even share about Catholic faith in the midst of that. And then the guy who was my connection to Capitol ended up later, summer of 21, leaving Capitol and really just felt called to manage. So he's like, dude, I've never done this before, but I super believe in you and I would love to have you. I'd love to manage you. And so he ended up managing me, and then kind of things began to take off. So we started just talking to a bunch of labels, writing a ton of music, and labels started getting really interested. Every single label in Nashville. So there's two, and then like one, two, four like little minor ones, and all six of them were trying to sign me at one point. And so that's got offers awesome. From a bunch of showcases with a bunch of them.
I want to ask you a question though here. I mean, like, we're not gonna hear even a little snippet of the music. I mean,
I'm gonna see if we can. Let's see, Seth, is there anything we can get permission to share with our listeners, like even that's on YouTube, like a 10-second reel or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
You can let us know.
Yeah, pretty much anything that's out right now you could share. So
we can sync it up right now. I'll tell you what, let's go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're listening to Truth Culture Life, and we're super pumped to have Seth with us, and we'll bring in Delaney here in just a second, so bear with me.
Hi, this is Debbie Giorgiani from EWTN's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'll be hosting Catholic Spirit Radio's Carathon on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Yes, you'll hear me live on air, specifically speaking to you, the Catholic Spirit Radio listeners in Central and Northern Illinois. This will be the first time that Catholic Spirit Radio is having a live broadcast, so it's going to be a blast. Besides me, you'll also get to hear from a lot of people dropping by the station to make their donations. Plus, since our theme for the Carathon is Jesus, is We Trust in You. We'll be talking and learning lots about divine mercy. It's sure to be an exciting 3 days. Catholic Spirit Radio is an outstanding and important voice in your community, and we must keep it on the air. Please join me in this effort because we need Catholic Radio now more than ever. Funds are needed to maintain and update equipment and pay the monthly expenses. We need your support, especially during these days. So save the date, Catholic Spirit Radio's Carathon, April 12th through the 14th.
Join Holy Trinity and Historic St. Pat's Parishes in Bloomington in welcoming internationally renowned authors, speakers, and theologians, Drs. Scott Hahn and John Bergsma, as they make a rare speaking appearance to Central Illinois. This special event is being hosted by Holy Trinity Church in Bloomington, Saturday, April 29th, 8:45 to 3:30. Seating is limited, so please register now. Don't miss out on this inspiring and blessed event. Learn more at the Holy Trinity website at hsp-ht.org.
This is it. The final performances ever in Bloomington, Illinois. This is the last season for the spectacular performances of the American Passion Play, the greatest story ever told.
The American Passion Play brings Christian history to life, with authentic costumes, elaborate settings, and live animals. There's intrigue, drama, friendship, and as the plot unfolds, betrayal, sorrow, and love. You must see the American Passion Play before its final curtain falls at the Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington.
Viewed by generation after generation, this is theater at its best. Performance dates are March 11, 18, 25, and April 1st, and each performance begins promptly at 1 p.m. Reserve your American Passion Play tickets today by calling 309-829-3903.
Has an abortion experience left you feeling empty and alone? Rachel's Vineyard Retreat offers healing for those who struggle with the emotional and spiritual pain. This retreat is for mothers and fathers, whether single or married, and for grandparents, siblings, or anyone suffering the effects of an abortion loss. Confidentially register now for the March 24th through 26th retreat by calling 309-264-1489 or by emailing rvrpeoria@gmail.com.
There is no distance existing in your eyes. You come in close like the sky to the sunrise. Crashing through darkness to bring me to your light. Emmanuel. Whenever I hide you.
Welcome back to Truth, Culture, Life. And we just got to hear a really, really cool clip from Seth, which was recorded through Damascus. Seth, tell us a little bit about that track that we heard.
So that was the one that actually, I recorded that. It was the one I crowdfunded that I sent to all those people in Nashville. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then we decided that this past year, we wanted to do, we called it our Advent Project. Every Sunday of Advent, we wanted to release a new Christmas-themed song. Or Advent theme song. So we did O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We did O Come, All Ye Faithful. And then we did one that my friend Liv wrote called Make Way. And then we did that one. So that song wasn't initially supposed to be a Christmas song, but it kind of could be one. And then we just kind of decided to keep it in that context of like Christmas. So we did it. There was kind of like a spontaneous part that just kind of happened in that process that we just dove into. And it was sweet. I mean, the video has, I mean, what is that? I don't know, 12,000, 15,000 views on YouTube or something like that. So it kind of took off a little bit, and it's just cool to see. That's one of my favorite things we've released. It's really fun.
It's, you know what? I can tell you that, I mean, honestly, all your stuff is great. So people, check him out. Check out his tracks. Check out Damascus. And I can't wait to hear what you have coming up. I'm sure, you know, as you get into that world, you just signed a deal. The ink's just drying, right? I mean, so, and I know you've been in the studio recording.
When can we
expect some big releases coming out?
Dude, it's fun. So yeah, I just recorded 5 new songs. They're going to be the first like solo songs that I've released since early 2001 or 2021. Wow, 2001. That'd be crazy. 2021, and we're just starting now to get back some of like the tracks for them. So I would say like late spring, early summer, we'll start seeing some of them released, which will be really fun. Super pumped for what's coming up next. So God is good, and yeah, like I said earlier, just trying to build his kingdom and show people who Jesus really is.
No, you know what I love about your stuff, like you said, I mean, you're a Catholic. You're a Catholic Christian. And it's so funny. I think one of the things you told me are people are like, oh, Catholics believe in Jesus?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's so cool to just see like with what we're doing with Damascus Worship in particular, we just ran our second worship conference last weekend. So it's a worship conference. We bring in people all around the country and teach them how to lead worship, how to build cultures of worship, what worship really is, all sorts of different things, and really combining the old and the new. Like even our next project we're working on right now is, we call it our hymns project. And we're taking four old church hymns, training up a choir out of our missionaries, and recording them in a beautiful church in like an awesome worship setting. So it's combined old and new, and it's really cool. But we have these like guests that come in. We just had this guest. He's one of the main leaders at this group called Upper Room in Dallas. And he came and he was blown away. He's like, oh my gosh, like he had so many questions about Catholicism. We had a bunch of like religious sisters there. So he was asking about like, what did they do? Like, why are they dressed like this? What does that mean? You know, and asking about the Eucharist, and he's doing Lectio Divina now and like all this different stuff, and saw like a vibrant culture that was alive and worshiping and praying over people and all these different stuff. And I mean, I think it's just really cool that we get to transform the way that non-Catholics look at the Catholic Church. That they see when they come to Damascus, or they hear our music, they're like, wow, this is not... So many people have left the Catholic Church because, you know, for a variety of reasons, but often one that I hear is that they just didn't experience any life in it, you know? And to be able to show like, hey, no, actually, there aren't... The Catholic Church isn't boring. There's just a lot of boring Catholics. And we get to show the world that, you know, we're not boring Catholics. That we, like, the Jesus said, I came that they would have life and have it in abundance. And we get to show what that looks like and live an abundant life.
How many people would show up for one of these conferences?
Yeah, so we had 108 people sign up for a weekend-long conference.
From all over the country?
From all over the country? Yes, Father. You might cut out a little bit.
Yeah, all over the country. People are coming out.
And how long do they stay? Is it 1 day, 2 days?
Yeah, great question. So this conference was a Friday through Sunday event. Our biggest thing we do is a summer camp. Like I said, 7,000 kids come, and that's for like a Sunday to Friday. So it's like a whole week in the summer. And then throughout the year, we have a young adult conference. That's like a Thursday to Sunday. It's all these different things. So throughout the year, we have about 20,000 people that end up coming through our campus that we just get to introduce to Jesus in a new way. And our big thing too is we want them to, right, we say awaken, empower, and equip. So we awaken them to a relationship with Jesus. They're like, hey, there's a God who loves you, and that demands a response from us. We empower them to actually live out that faith through, you know, all right, you got to go home and you got to pray. Like, what happens here doesn't matter if you're not going home and praying, if you're not getting invested in your church, if you're not doing things. And then we equip them to be missionaries out in the world. So it's not just about come to Damascus, come to Damascus, come to Damascus. But what was Damascus in scripture? It was a place that Paul went. He like was equipped there. He encountered God on the way to Damascus. He learned at Damascus, and then he was sent forth into the world to transform it. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring people in.
You always bring people. This center, the town is Center Point, Ohio. Is that where you do this?
Centerburg, pretty close. Yes, we have 500 acres in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, called Centerburg, and we have a beautiful campus. We have higher ups. We got paintball, Father. So if you want to come play some paintball, I'd love to shoot you up a little bit. And then
I don't think that was a problem. You can shoot up.
Now, Father's very talented, and he's a swimmer.
Oh, and, well, we got a big lake, so come on over.
I'm going to jump in the lake, huh?
No, I think we should get Father there. Absolutely. That'd be
fun.
We have
a big blob tower. We have like a big blob tower. It's like a big inflated thing, and you climb up this tower, and then you jump on it, and someone's on the other end, and they go flying. So if you come, Father, I'll blob you.
What does it cost? You know, if people want to come to this, what does it cost?
Yeah, so summer camp is about $500 for the full week. We have our biggest ones in Ohio, but we just also opened one 2 years ago in Minnesota. And then this year we were opening one up in Michigan. So we have three different campuses now and looking to continue to expand.
You know where we need a campus? We need a campus in Southwest Florida.
Well,
I'm here for it, man.
Robin Hood, when you come back, we'll start a campus.
Let's do it. That would be so much fun. I mean, think about it. You could do like parasailing in the Gulf. You could do all sorts. We're doing an airboat excursion. You could do all sorts of fun stuff.
Dude, I'm here for it, man. Let's make it happen.
Oh, man. Collaboration. I love it. So, Seth, this is so much fun. And I'll be honest with you. So you've got this incredible future ahead of you. I just am absolutely certain. I was certain of it the first time I met you. It wasn't the first time I heard your music. I heard your music and I was super impressed. But when I got to actually talk to you and see just how authentic you were and how passionate you were about your work and what you're doing. And I love the fact that you're out there in Nashville and you're going to bring amazing Christian music to the world. And like I've already said, you've got this deep rooted Catholic faith. So that's so cool. But the next big thing, which I think is even cooler, is you just got engaged. And I'm sorry to all the young ladies out there. We're sorry. He's taken. Oh, there she is. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
no. We can see her. You guys can't see her, but there she is.
the financier.
I know.
Hello.
So we
okay. Well, we got to get your wife. We got to get her on. Okay, if she's driving, so we won't distract her too much. But tell us a little bit. All the ladies are especially listening. Everybody, all the girls always want to know, like, how did you meet? And there's always two stories, by the way.
Oh, there are. Sure. There's, yeah, we joke about that a lot. He has a very different story than I do.
Not very different.
The whole thing.
That always happens. So
we met as missionaries. So we both served at Damascus. So she was a year ahead of me. She came in a year to the missionary program before me. She's older than I am, so she's way more mature and holier than I am and all that jazz. But yeah, that's it. We met as missionaries. We broke up twice in the process of dating. So there's a whole long history.
We broke up.
I broke up with her. She's shown me the mercy, kindness, and love of the Lord so many times. And took a while to get into my thick skull, but here we are. We're engaged and getting married in September, which is really fun.
So, okay, what's your wife's name or your bride-to-be's name?
I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
She's Abby.
Nice Abby.
When is this event?
Father's asking, September. When is the big day?
Oh, September. That's right. September 16th. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nice month.
Yeah, we're excited for it.
Yeah. Father, when was my wedding? No, my wedding was in November. Duh. I have a pillow. So, Seth, here's some advice. Hopefully, Abby has some, like, sisters or a girlfriend. And hopefully, somebody's going to get her a pillow that has the date of your wedding on it. And so my wife got that pillow. And it's in our hallway, and it's awesome because every day I walk by the pillow and it's got our wedding date on it. And I know our wedding date, November 20th, right? But it's like, it's so nice to have that reminder.
Now, Robin Hood,
always the name. You're like, oh, it's coming up.
Go ahead.
That's funny.
Go ahead, Father.
We went to a church for your wedding that had all the frescoes of Frangelico. It was beautiful.
Oh, that, so Peoria has some gorgeous churches. These are churches that were built by, like, the old Irish Catholics and the old Italian Catholics. These people had nothing. And they kind of, like, the big cities, you know, in New York, they gave everything they had to building these just absolutely gorgeous parishes. So, yeah, if you ever need a cool old church to film something in, there are some beautiful ones here. That was St. Mark's, Father.
The frescoes of Frangelico were fantastic.
They're picture perfect. They really are. And in fact, the recording studio that I use for music is an old Catholic church.
Really?
Wow. It was converted, decommissioned and converted. It's super, super cool vibe. Yeah, you'd love it. So we got to get you there sometime.
Somebody be sweet.
In touch with Steph, you know, if they want to become part of this this program that he runs.
Oh, okay. Great question. Seth, how can our listeners find out about Damascus? Maybe they want to send their kids to the camp, or maybe they just want to support the ministry.
Yep. So literally Damascus.net is the website. I think that's right. Damascus.net. I always second guess myself. Or DamascusWorship.com if you want to, like, see more of the worship stuff. But we offer a lot of different things. We offer, obviously, summer camps, the biggest. We have men's and women's retreats. We have a worship conference. We have a young adult conference. We have a missionary program. So if there's any young adults out there that are looking to become missionaries, we'll be having over 300 summer missionaries this year. So young adults that are giving up a summer to be missionaries. And then we have about 70 full-time missionaries that'll be serving year round, which is awesome. So Damascus.net is really the place to kind of go and discover, and lots of really cool things going on, and it's just continuing to grow and grow. And the Lord's doing really cool stuff. So all glory to Jesus.
Last question for you. Wait, well, hold on. I want to know, do you have a website yet for your own music?
Working on it. So it's actually funny. I had someone start one, and then they never finished it. And then they started, like, they just ghosted me and never gave me the login information for it or anything. So it's like if you look up SethMusic.com, it does exist, but I wouldn't recommend going there because it's not complete yet. So, but we're working on it.
I want to ask you a last question. Is word about your special ministry out in the different dioceses of the country? Do bishops know about it? Do education offices know about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on where in the diocese, but we're definitely, like, we're beginning to expand a lot more. So there are more and more bishops and dioceses that are wanting to bring us in. We have a national team that travels around the country and just kind of shares, like, runs retreats for different dioceses or parishes or stuff, just to kind of begin to spread the word a little bit and see if, like, hey, would this diocese make a good partnership with what we're doing? We want to bring revival, and we want to partner with dioceses that are excited about that. So right now we're really heavily invested in looking in the East Coast, so kind of the Baltimore, Philadelphia area. We have a lot of connection in Florida right now. Or not Florida. I wish Florida. I mean, The opposite.
You've got connections, Seth. You actually have connections in Florida. You just don't even know it. Father.
San Diego's been a big one that we've really been connecting with a lot. So Diocese of San Diego is really, really intriguing, or Orange County. So we're kind of expanding, and more people are starting to send kids. We have groups from Spain that are coming, so we're starting to go international a little bit. It's pretty exciting stuff.
It sure is. Sure is.
No, we'll at some point or another, we'll pray about it. Who knows? Maybe we can get you down to South Florida at some point. There's a lot going on down there, and they have a vibrant youth groups and different things. They send a ton of people up to the march every year. And by the way, yeah. Steph, I keep telling you, I'm plugging you to the people at the march and the folks I work with. I would love to get you on stage at the rally. That would be so much fun.
You know, as we go forward, I mean, not this year, but next year, we could try to do something with the Naples Summit to have Steph come.
That'd be cool. Yeah, maybe do a whole a worship night would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be so cool to bring that. And that's a very ecumenical event. I mean, we have people from all different Christian denominations. In fact, our main conference this year, Naples Summit, is at a Christian, just regular Christian church, and they're giving us the venue. It's awesome. So there's a lot of people that work together down there. It's a really cool, you know, that see that Holy Spirit moving in that manner. It's just incredible. So Seth, super exciting. Next time we get you on, we're going to want to spend most of our time talking to Abby, and we want all the views.
Let's do it.
She's way cooler than I am. So good call.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you just all the best with your music career and everything else. And we're going to go to our commercial break. So be sure to check out Seth's music, and we'll share the links to it online as well. So you're listening to Truth Culture Life on Catholic Spirit Radio, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Debbie Giorgiani from EWTN's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'll be hosting Catholic Spirit Radio's Carathon on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Yes, you'll hear me live, on air, specifically speaking to you, the Catholic Spirit Radio listeners in Central and Northern Illinois. This will be the first time that Catholic Spirit Radio is having a live broadcast, so it's going to be a blast. Besides me, you'll also get to hear from a lot of people dropping by the station to make their donations. Plus, since our theme for the Carathon is Jesus, we trust in you. We'll be talking and learning lots about divine mercy. It's sure to be an exciting 3 days. Catholic Spirit Radio is an outstanding and important voice in your community, and we must keep it on the air. Please join me in this effort because we need Catholic Radio now more than ever. Funds are needed to maintain and update equipment and pay the monthly expenses. We need your support, especially during these days. So save the date, Catholic Spirit Radio's Carathon, April 12th through the 14th.
Join Holy Trinity and Historic St. Pat's Parishes in Bloomington in welcoming internationally renowned authors, speakers, and theologians Drs. Scott Hahn and John Bergsma as they make a rare speaking appearance to Central Illinois. This special event is being hosted by Holy Trinity Church in Bloomington Saturday, April 29th, 8:45 to 3:30. Seating is limited, so please register now. Don't miss out on this inspiring and blessed event. Learn more at the Holy Trinity website at hsp-ht.org.
This is it! The final performances ever in Bloomington, Illinois. This is the last season for the spectacular performances of the American Passion Play, the greatest story ever told.
The American Passion Play brings Christian history to life with authentic costumes, elaborate settings, and live animals. There's intrigue, drama, friendship, and as the plot unfolds, betrayal, sorrow, and love. You must see the American Passion Play before its final curtain falls at the Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington.
Viewed by generation after generation, this is theater at its best. Performance dates are March 11, 18, 25, and April 1st, and each performance begins promptly at 1 p.m. Reserve your American Passion Play tickets today by calling 309-829-3903.
Has an abortion experience left you feeling empty and alone? Rachel's Vineyard Retreat offers healing for those who struggle with the emotional and spiritual pain. This retreat is for mothers and fathers, whether single or married, and for grandparents, siblings, or anyone suffering the effects of an abortion loss. Confidentially register now for the March 24th through 26th retreat by calling 309-264-1489 or by emailing rvrpeoria@gmail.com.
There is no distance existing in your eyes. We're coming close like the sky to the sunrise. We're crashing through darkness to bring me to your light. Emmanuel.
You're listening to Seth Schlieder with his song No Distance, Emmanuel, which was released through Damascus Worship. And you can see that music video. It's super cool. And it's got this like spontaneous jam session in the middle of it. It's about 12 minutes long. And it's really, really awesome to watch. Look it up at YouTube. Just look for Damascus Worship. And I'll tell you what, if you visit us on Facebook, Truth Culture Life Pod, we'll post links to his music on there. And so we just want to, again, thank Seth for his time and wish him and Abby all the best with their upcoming wedding. So we'll be right back in just a minute on Truth Culture Life.
Hi, this is Kathy and Anne from Catholic Spirit Radio. We are looking for folks who would love to volunteer with us during our fundraisers and various other station events and tasks throughout the year.
We really need volunteers in the DeKalb, Sycamore, Morris, Joliet, and Lincoln areas, as well as Bloomington Normal.
If you have a few extra hours or more a month, put them to use for the Lord.
We would love to add your name to our Catholic Spirit Radio volunteer list. Contact us at office@catholicspiritradio.org.
Welcome back to Truth Culture Life. I'm Royce Hood, and we just want to thank Catholic Spirit Radio for airing this program Saturday nights and Sundays. Be sure to check them out online at catholicspiritradio.com. All right, so we're back with Father Michael Orsi and Sierra, and wow, what a fun show. It's just so cool to be able to interview Seth. I met him over a year ago, and it's been fun to keep in touch with him and just sort of watch his career. He's at this point where it's just going to explode. So be sure to check out Seth. I'm a big fan of his and really just can't wait to see what he does. All right. So listen, we have another special guest that we're going to bring in, and then we're going to read some headlines off and kind of get a little bit cultural and political and controversial here in a moment. But before we do, we're joined by Delaney Grime. So Delaney is actually my niece on my wife's side of the family, and she is about to graduate Benedictine College. And I recently found out that Delaney is very, very interested. First of all, she's a communications and marketing major, and she's very interested in getting involved in pro-life work. So Delaney, welcome to Truth Culture Life. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm doing great. Yeah.
So you are a senior at Benedictine, is that correct?
Yes, I'm going to graduate in May with my BA in Journalism and Mass Communications. And it's just been an amazing experience at Benedictine. It's a tiny town in Atchison, Kansas, in the middle of nowhere, but it's just such a great community. It's awesome.
That is really cool. Congratulations on graduating. And so tell us a little bit. I mean, I understand that you're interested in pro-life work. Why? Why on earth would anybody, you know, young college lady want to get involved in pro-life work?
Yes. Well, it's definitely not the popular opinion right now, but I am the oldest of 10. So I have a special connection to life. I love that.
Hold on, Father. You're cutting out. Father, say it again. You cut out a little bit.
She has 10 in her family. You only have 4 more to go. I mean, you know.
I know. We're pretty close there. And I got the chance my freshman year in 2020 to go to the March for Life for the first time. I heard the president talk. It was an amazing experience. And then I went again this past year with one of my best friends. We went with Benedictine, and they brought, you know, I think 200 kids. We all drove down there in buses. It was such an amazing experience to be surrounded by so many young people who, you know, share the same passion I have for protecting life.
No, that's awesome. You know, it's amazing what an impact the March for Life has had on the pro-life movement. Honestly, I mean, the March for Life is what got me involved. Really, Father O. You remember Father O back in 2009? I went on my first March for Life. You were the chaplain of our Lex Vitae group. I think we had 50 students.
Oh, yeah. We had a great crowd, really. It was wonderful.
It was. And we went every year that I was in law school. Yeah, and
building experience. It was, you know, just a wonderful thing for all of us.
Yeah. And there's something about it. Sierra, this is your first year, right? Sierra went to the March for Life in January.
Yes, I did. I was so excited. It was truly an amazing experience. I know that the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, always sends a huge delegation, but I attended NDSU, so that's something we don't talk about.
I don't know all the colleges. I'm sort of ignorant. I know like the college I went to, and that's kind of it. Like when you grow up in Florida, like you don't even know anything else exists.
Yeah, I believe it.
Know anything else.
You don't. You know, you don't need to know anything else. You've got great food, beautiful sun, and zero income tax.
And the free state of Florida.
the free state of Florida.
Yeah.
That's right. So, now I'm in Illinois. Go ahead, Sierra. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, so Delaney, with, you know, your passion that you have now, do you know what you want to do next on your next steps after graduating college?
I have a few different avenues I'd like to go down. Whatever I do, I know that I want it to be, you know, for the good of God and the glory of God and to serve others somehow. I've looked at, you know, a few jobs with like the Diocese of Kansas City. I'd love to stay in the area. So something down that avenue, like Roy said, something pro-life would be amazing, and something for, you know, to spread my faith. You know, it's been such a cool experience being at a school where it's okay, you know, more than okay, you know, people want you to share your faith and talk about your faith. I can't think of any class that I've taken here where we don't bring our faith into what we're learning. So something where I can, you know, talk about my faith and share that with others would be amazing.
I have a question for you. Wyoming Benedictine is a relatively new college, right? And does it base itself on classical education? Because I hear such wonderful things about it.
Yeah, so we're a liberal arts school. So we, you know, have to take, no matter what our major is, we have to take lots of different classes in like English and science. So you're getting, you know, whatever degree you get also all these other things you're learning about, which is amazing. And it's just been such a cool experience to take like theology classes. I went to a public high school, so I didn't experience any kind of anything like that. But taking these like theology classes, I've learned so much about my faith. You know, I think every Catholic should take theology classes. You learn so much more about it. And then when you go into the world and people ask you questions about your faith, you can answer them, which is awesome.
So I want to ask you another question. Benedictine, are there Benedictines there? Who started it?
Oh, that's a good question. There are Benedictine monks here. It's really cool. We have an abbey with, I can't remember how many monks, but quite a few monks here, quite a few priests. I can't remember who started Benedictine College. I think I have an idea, but I don't want to say it and if it's wrong. But yeah, we have quite a few monks here and quite a few sisters. I have some sisters in my classes with me, which is so cool. Such a like interesting experience, like actually being involved with the sisters and getting to know them one-on-one is so cool.
That's beautiful. You know, that Catholic environment is so important. And unfortunately, a lot of Catholic colleges and universities have lost their identity. You know, I'm just going to tell you a sad story. I won't mention the name, but school that I went to in New York City called me a few weeks ago, and they wanted me to distribute ashes at the alumni banquet. Now, think about that. Ash Wednesday, day of fast and abstinence. They were going to be having an alumni banquet at a very plush resort, and me giving out ashes on a day of fast and abstinence. And I said to this development directress, I said, it's Ash Wednesday. I said, first of all, it's scandalous for people to see Catholics feasting and drinking out in a restaurant on Ash Wednesday. And then I said, and it's sacrilegious for me to be giving out ashes as they're swallowing their drinks and eating their shrimp. I said, have the president call me. She never did. Well, they're off my list now. They'll never get another nickel from me, and they're out of my will. They've lost their Catholic identity.
Yeah.
So, well, you could go look up where I went to school.
Hold on. Next trivia question for our listeners. All right. So, first of all, outstanding questions. If you can guess Father's age, you get a prize. And if you can figure out where he went to school, you also get a prize.
Yeah. If you get the answer wrong, like you're like in the low 30s, early 40s, you get a double prize.
So I was just looking it up because I was curious. It looks like the history of St. Benedict's is it was St. Benedict's at one point. It looks like it was present day college was formed in 1971 by a merger of St. Benedict, which was a men's college, and Mount St. Scholastica, which was a women's college.
And that's Benedict's sister, Scholastica.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't know that history.
Yeah. Yeah. So they merged a while ago, but still across town, there's a monastery with sisters. And we actually, I got to do like an internship with the sisters, and me and a few other girls, we went and we toured their grounds. It's amazing. It's so cool. We met a bunch of the sisters, and then we like produced some, you know, marketing and brochures for them and stuff like that. But it was such a cool experience. You know, you wouldn't get that at any other college, honestly, to have that interaction with sisters and to work with them one-on-one.
No, that's definitely fun. I'll tell you what, we need to get Delaney to do some marketing for this radio show and Catholic Spirit Radio. And Father O, Father O has his own TV show in Florida, Action for Life TV.
Robin Hood, you were on the show. You were an immediate hit. And, you know, as I said, you don't know what the future is going to bring.
That's right. So, Delaney, this is so cool. It's just so fun to have you on here. Why don't you stick around with us? We're going to hopefully this next part doesn't get you into any trouble. One thing I can tell you is if you are looking to get work in the secular world and you're participating openly and notoriously in pro-life stuff, you're going to get a lot of doors shut. And that's just the truth. Unless you're in a place where they respect conservative and traditional values. I mean, I've experienced that firsthand just living in Illinois and, you know, being an attorney, going to firms. I had one firm in Peoria, a very prestigious firm, that was looking to hire me. A couple of partners loved me. And the other partner's like, he's a little bit too Catholic for us.
Right? It's definitely hard to learn how to be, you know, in the world, but not of the world. And there's been jobs that I've been looking at because I love marketing. And, you know, in their, you know, qualifications, it's, you know, they list things. And I'm like, well, that's not really who I am. I don't know if I'd fit in with them so much. But
I want to ask you a question. I mean, you were too Catholic. What about diversity and inclusiveness? What happened to it?
I've actually thought about going undercover and applying to some like secular places and just checking all the diversity boxes. You know, like, you know, are you a male or a female or, you know, non-binary or whatever? Just for fun. I might try to go that really kind of crazy leftist route and just see if I get a call back. It'd be funny to see.
Oh, yeah. Well, once they see you and talk to you, though, they're not going to believe it.
You know what's funny, though? Even people that I disagree with politically, when I meet them, like, we typically get along because I think of myself as being a pretty respectful guy.
You are.
I'm opinionated, but I genuinely like people. I do.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
Delaney, this is so cool. So listen, you got to decide. Maybe what we should do is you should not go to work in the pro-life movement. You should actually go to work for some big secular company and kind of do what they did to us. Like get to the top of like Disney or something like that and then get them turned around for the better.
It sounds like a long plan, but it sounds worth it.
you're a transgender male. You know, you're hired.
Yeah. Oh, man. So let's transition then. We only have about a minute and a half left. Sierra, give us a couple of headlines quickly and we'll do some reaction.
Okay. So here's a question for everyone on the radio. Where in the world is Catholic mass attendance the highest? Ooh. What country?
What country is Catholic mass attendance the highest? Go ahead. Father might know it.
I think it's Nigeria.
Is that correct?
It is.
Whoa, hold on. Out of the box, Father Orsi, that's a home run.
He's always getting it.
You can't get anything past Father. Oh, we almost have to exclude him from the Q&A.
So they went ahead and they identified Catholics in Nigeria and they did a survey asking them, you know, do you attend daily mass or weekly mass at least? And they said 94% of Catholic Nigerians said yes, they do. And so that's about 40% higher than America, which I think is just amazing. I mean, good for them. And you know, do you have any thoughts on that, Father?
Sierra, guess what? They're being persecuted in Nigeria. They came to Nigeria. It tells you something about persecution. It's good for the.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So then remember a few weeks ago we talked about at the federal level, they were passing legislation banning ESG, which is the environmental, social, and government rating of, you know, how you're spending your money. And we mentioned that Biden already said that he wanted to veto that bill if it passes. Well, on Monday, he did veto that bill. So the bill passed the House and the Senate. President Biden vetoed the bill. So at the federal level, they could take on ESG scoring. And we're actually seeing a huge push across the nation of states who are passing ESG scoring at their legislative level. And that just happened in North Dakota this week as well.
Even North Dakota being bright red, we're seeing this weird environmental impact credit score thing that's going to affect everybody at some point. I mean, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you're not going to be able to buy a car if your carbon footprint is big enough? I mean, is that what this is all about?
Well, and I think it depends on not only that, but also what kind of car are you buying? Mm-hmm. Are you buying an electric, a hybrid? Are you buying a diesel pickup? Because that's going to affect your score.
I want a Cybertruck from Tesla. I think that would be pretty cool.
I have a question. I think that Congress was not able to overcome the veto.
They will not be able to.
Yeah.
Because the Senate only passed that bill. I think it was like 51 to 48 or something.
Right. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. still, it's interesting that legislation had bipartisan support and he still vetoed it. Right. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he never would have gotten past the Senate, I think. Is that correct? Yeah. I mean, there was definitely Democrats on board with that measure.
Oh, for sure. And the thing is, too, is culture follows legislation. And we see all over the place, especially in our neighboring countries like Canada, they're passing the similar legislation. Like, just to remind you from the last episode that we talked about this, Canada now has a credit card where you it tracks every dollar you spend. At the mm-hmm. end of the year, it's going to give you your score and your carbon footprint.
They want cryptocurrency and mm-hmm. that, everything that you do. We're very quickly losing our freedoms. We have Big Brother taking over our lives.
And it's bureaucrats. It's this, you know, World Economic Forum, who it's all these bureaucratic bodies that are non-elected officials running this stuff that are implementing these global policies.
Yeah, and they have these lies that like shareholder capitalism. It's socialism. It's just mm-hmm. free market.
Well, and there's a new system that the federal government actually just announced. They're planning on implementing it by July of 2023, so this summer, and it's called FedNow. And it's a system that's actually going to be just like Venmo or PayPal, but it's completely run by the federal government. And if you're using this system, it will track every dollar you spend, where it's going, and track your carbon footprint.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So check that out. We can post it on the Facebook page too. Please make sure to follow it. But the website is called FedNow, and that's the new program.
You know, Sierra, this is so cool. I love our headlines, and we kind of ran out of time for headlines this episode. But I've been trying to post, and I know you post things regularly on our Facebook page as well. So check out our Facebook page, Truth Culture Life Pod. And we've been posting headlines. And the last week I've been on like a roll. I've been doing it every day, which is kind of cool. I don't know if that'll wear off at some point, but I'm going to try to continue to every day, just kind of post stuff with a little commentary. So check that out. Thank you so much for listening to Truth Culture Life on Catholic Spirit Radio. We are completely out of time, but we'll be back again next week. And Father O and I will be together in Naples. So Father, maybe we can record an episode while we're there.
Hey, that's great. That's a great idea. Great.
All right. And Delaney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Truth, Culture, Life. We'll see you again next week on Catholic Spirit Radio.